恐怖。Oh my.
Hey, you've been waiting all night for this. Time to connect the dots. I mean, let's just get to it here. I mean, really, put on your thinking caps, as the old saying goes. Hey, begin to think and put it all together. That's what connect the dots is all about. You know, observe what's going on around you. Listen to what everyone is saying, including the fake news, because you want to study your enemy. You know, I mean, it's almost sickening. I have to say it, but hey, I watch the fake news because I want to see what the enemy is doing. Yeah, they are the enemy of mankind. Regardless if you like the personality of the host, anchor of the TV show or whatever, you know, they're all reading off teleprompter screens. It's so obvious. And the ones that don't read off the teleprompter screens, well, they're dedicated puppets. They know the song and dance of the party, song and dance of the ruling group or whatever. But, you know, it's up to you. Everybody has a right to be in charge of their own mind. You know, you have free will. It's a God-given gift. And since you've been born in most countries in the world, all the governments want to do is take away that God-given right of free will because they want to get you indoctrinated into the slave plan. That's right. Everybody is a slave to the world rulers. Cut this crap that black people think they have they're the only ones who are turned into slaves. Everybody's been turned into a slave except for the elites, regardless of what color your skin is. And if you're not talking that truthful conversation, you're not talking a truthful conversation. Man, let's get with it here. You know, and stop all the crying and baloney and crap about, we're tired of, you know, we're tired of this racist conversations from the colored skin people, whatever color they are. You know, all these people that are non-white, they're all racist. You know, and you want to talk about white people being racist? Come on, that's the stove calling the kettle black. And, you know, enough of this nonsense. You know, where people from whose grandparents got abused 150 years ago has got nothing to do with the people of today. You know, we of today don't owe the people who got abused 150 years ago anything. Because they're long and gone, and we weren't around to abuse them or stop the abuse or anything. We're tired of hearing this bullshit. Of course, that's propagated by the fake news media, you know? And I just wanted to say that recent, you know, in relation to that recent incident over in Great Britain where a lifetime supporter of Queen Elizabeth questioned this woman that had a darker skin about where she came from, you know, and they made the dark-skinned person tried to turn it into a racial issue, meanwhile proving how uncooperative, inconsiderate, and just plain obnoxious that she could be about it, and then tried to play the race card. She was the racist. I don't care what anybody says. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. You got something to say? Call in. Believe me. And don't come call in to talk about stupid racism. It's freaking stupid. The whole thing. Stop bringing it up. If you know, it'll finally end when people stop bringing it up. Really? You know? The real problem is the New World Order, the elites. And the behind-the-scenes creatures, yeah, creatures from other worlds that rule the New World Order, rule the Illuminati, you know? Illuminati is just a small faction of the real control group that works from behind the scenes, and they're not even from our planet. If you don't understand that's how deep it goes, Matt, you don't understand anything. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show, number 888-627-6008. If you got something important to say that you're really sure about, call in. You know, I won't bite your head off if you say something that I don't agree with, but, you know, I don't back down from what I say, because when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about. And there isn't anybody on the face of this earth who can prove that I don't know what I'm talking about when I speak. You can tell me about how you misunderstood what I said, or how you have no idea how I come to my conclusions. Yeah, fine. You can admit to that, your incompetence, your ignorance, or whatever, but don't, you know, if you want to challenge me, come on. But I'm not looking for a confrontation here. I'm looking for people to contribute. You know, I'm looking for people to be on the intelligent side and want to give up their intelligence to help everybody with the situation at hand. You know, this is the most important time in the history of the human race. You know what I'm talking about here? I'm talking about the ascension of a planet. A planetary ascension. This was talked about, began appearing in books like 40 years ago, if not beforehand. And most people on this planet are not aware of what's happening, but they ought to be. And you know what part of the problem is? All of us. You know, because we're not talking enough to the people that don't know anything. You know, it's time to don't worry. Hey, listen, I'm not going to worry about if you can't comprehend what I'm talking about. I'm not going to worry about it. You know, I made my effort to try to educate you and bring you up out of the hole you're in. But if you don't, if you want to be resistive, want to hold on to your ignorance, want to hold on to the old stupid ways that have to go, hey, so be it. But you will be creating your own destiny. You won't be evolving with the rest of us on planet Earth that want to move into a nonviolent future, a loving future where everything is shared equally and fairly and there is no overruling elite. Yeah. You know, we're all souls in a body. We're not bodies with a soul. We are souls with a body. You know, souls that are existing within the physical realms of a 3D physical body. And when I say 3D, we're talking about the physical reality of planet Earth, the ones most of us have been growing up in. But the new reality of the 5D fifth dimension, which means the fifth, we could call it octave, of vibrational frequencies. That's it. You know, if you could put, eight dimensions into a musical instrument, it would be the piano. Piano, full-size piano is 88 keys, basically, you know. If you divide that by 12, well, you don't get quite eight, but you get around seven, you know. Seven times 12 is 84. So you get a little over seven dimensions, you know. If you grasp what I'm talking about here, you know, there are seven notes in the scale, but you add the sharps and flats, you come out to 12 keys for every octave on the piano. So the piano is a good example of explaining dimensions. You know, if you played around with the piano, you hit the lowest C you can find on that piano. All the other Cs on the piano are going to vibrate a little because a C note is a C note no matter what dimension it's in. And that's basically a simple understanding of how the dimensional realms of reality connect with each other. Everything is connected by frequency, you know? 520, that's why 528, I believe it's 528 for a C note. Well, that 528 cycles with the C note is going to correspond to other vibrational frequencies higher than that that can be divisible by 528. You don't understand division and mathematics? I don't know, man. That was like third and fourth grade when I was going to school. I don't know that they still teach that, you know. All they teach you now is to be politically correct, you know, and they teach you all other kinds of lies and crap like that. Of course, they were doing that when I was going to school, too. But it's even getting worse. And it's gotten to the point where, parents, if you're listening to this show, parents, and you have children, you have to tell your school what you want your children being taught. You have to get together with the other parents and take command of the situation. And they'll tell you, well, you don't get to decide. That's the first thing they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you you don't get to decide what your children. Well, why not? You know, you parents, you know, it's your kids going to school. You have to be bold enough for all of you to come together, regardless of your differences, and walk into the schoolroom and tell the authorities there, or fake authorities there, that you insist that you have the final say on what or what not your children are being taught. If you don't do that, they're, you know, all the decision makers in the school system, they're all New World puppets, one way or another. They either go along with the plan that's been decided already, or they lose their job. Well, that's not your problem, you know? Your problem is that your kids are taught only truth and not bullshit, if you know what I mean. And we're not talking about the excrement of a big animal there. If you don't understand what that term means, well, not Google it. or Twitter it, maybe you'll be canceled for using that word. I mean, hey, I'm on Twitter, and I'll just put BS just to be on the safe side, because you never know when those jerks over at Twitter or the machines they program decide to cancel you or punish you or penalize you because you violated one of the rules. That's all they tell you. They don't want to even talk to you. And you'll never get to talk to them about a problem. You know, they'll force you to jump through 1,000 hoops, and they'll still slam the door in your face because they don't give a crap about that. They, like, just look. There's vultures and creeps and trolls and all kinds of despicable creatures working at Twitter who've programmed the machines to look for any reason to, like, penalize you or just delete your whole thing. That you've got the whole social connection there. And that's the way it is. And that, you know, at this point, I have to call him a jerk. I don't care if sure, he's a billionaire, yeah. And, you know, it'd be nice if he gave me the money I needed to get a larger audience or do other things I wanted to do. So I'll screw it. I'll live as a poor person and be happy. But, you know, I don't like the fact, if you know anything about Twitter, there's this thing called notifications. Well, since Elon Baby has taken over, he has the audacity to send you notifications that he put a new tweet out there. And if you're on Twitter now, you know this guy is tweeting dozens of times throughout the day. It's an ego trip for him. You know, look, he's got the whole company. He can go out there and really influence people's minds with anything that he thinks is cute for him to say. Tries to be humorous, too. You know, to some extent he is, but he also is, like, you know, he's pushing himself on people. Yeah, he's got over 100,000 followers and all that crap, but it's his company. We don't know if he has 10 followers, because he can put any numbers in there he wants, you know? But the audacity to send people notifications, you know, that, and not that, not even the notification, not even what he said, they just a message, oh, Elon has a new tweet out there. Like, I don't need to know that, you know? I'm going to run by it anyhow because I won't be able to avoid it because he tweets so much out there. I mean, it's sickening. He's starving for attention. He wants to be a superstar, you know? He's got nothing important to say. Hey, Elon, if you're out there, pick up the phone, call in. I'll tell you what to your face. I mean, I'll tell you to your phone voice that you really got nothing to say. You don't know what you're doing. You haven't fixed Twitter. You know, Twitter has a lot of roadblock problems and moving people around to where they don't want to go to. You haven't fixed one of those things. And these things are really annoying. You want to wish somebody a happy birthday and a stupid red message comes up. Don't even try to tweet, quote the tweet, because it will be discarded before you even say anything. Well, the nerve, and of course, the machines have been programmed to do this, people. They allow you one or two personal comments, and then maybe the third or fourth comment, the machine is going to put the roadblock up with the big red sign. Retweet instead, because we'll delete whatever you have in mind to say, not even knowing what you have in mind to say. And it doesn't apply to whom you're talking to or what you're talking about. It's just arbitrarily, we're going to put up a roadblock and let you know that we don't allow you free speech on Twitter. I just had to say that, you know. So he's a big failure, you know. Sure, he can buy the world with all his friggin' money, but then he doesn't know what to do with it. And he isn't for the common people, really. You know, come on. You know, that, unfortunately, that's the way it is. You know, actually, was that information was known thousands of years ago when they were putting together the Bible. The people that actually took time to write the original scriptures that are not available to people, except if you're the Pope of the Vatican, they keep the original scriptures they've confiscated down in the vault down there. Yeah, they have two sets of books over in the Vatican. And that's a fact. And I mentioned it before, but I don't want to waste my time on that now. But, you know, it was being talked about. Jesus talked about that when he went out and preached, you know, about 2,000 years ago. And, you know, he basically said it's harder for a wealthy man to get into the heavenly realms than a camel to go through the eye of a needle. You know what we're talking about here. And unfortunately, Elon Baby falls into that category. He's hopeless. And some of the other elites that are on Twitter, famous people, you know, who can I mention? You know, not that I don't want to mention anybody else, but there's plenty of famous people out there. They've got gigantic followings. There's non-famous people have gigantic followings, too. But the ones that have the money, you know, they've got nothing important to say, really. You know, they're in the elite group, and that's their whole thinking about the elite, about the new world order. And who's still trying to take over the world? Yeah, Claus baby. And we're not talking about Santa Claus. I mean, if you ever watch, there's a famous episode on Saturday Night Live program. It's really an evil program. I guess they'll never invite me on their show, but they've been around for, geez, 50 years almost, that thing. And a long time ago, there was this act called the Church Lady. And the Church Lady was playing, famous to me, did it, with the Ouija boards, took the word Santa, and let's mix the letters around and see what we can come up with. And if you mix the letters of Santa around, it spells Satan. Well, there you go. Satan Claus. Talk about confusion. Right, and he wants to come down your chimney, but not to give you presents, but to plant listening and watching devices on your mantelpiece. So he can know what everybody's doing, and then he can, you know, control your life more. Yeah, Satan Claus himself. leader of the World Economic Forum, WEF. How do these people gain so much power? Because, you know, regular people, we're really not concerned with that shit, but we need to be concerned about it now because this is the final battle between good and evil. And the dark forces united together to form an evil new world order are, you know, struggling, really struggling to take control of the human race. And, of course, they failed already. I mean, it looks like maybe they're making some progress, and they have made some progress, but the battle has lost. I mean, the war is lost already, but they're still fighting diligently, and they still want to take as many people down as they can. And they will. They're out there on the mainstream media. If you watch regular free TV, they're out there. Every friggin' commercial is still trying to con people into getting injections now. They found out how many people were stupid enough to take an unproven vaccine that hasn't been proven for safety, you know? Over half the world lined up to allow themselves to be injected with a big pharmaceutical concoction. And the taxpayers around the world, the hardworking people, had to pay for every one of those injections. Now, they weren't given that for free. Taxpayers had to pay for that. Did any government ask their people that about are you willing to pay for vaccinations for other people? If they had asked us that, we would tell them, hell no. But they didn't. That's the problem, you know, with the world. There are no democracies. I like to repeat that every week. There are no democracies on planet Earth right now. They're all dictatorships or republics acting like dictatorships. And with the past, still ongoing partially, pandemic, scamdemic, because they're scamming you all, and they're charging you for it too. Yeah, they're using your taxpayer money to pay for the whole shit and lot. And they're on TV still trying to promote more fake vaccines. And I put this challenge out anytime on my show, you know. You think you got something positive to say about vaccines, because even if I'm the only one in the world bold enough to make the statement, I'm going to make the statement. Vaccines are illogical for many reasons. And if you think you can convince us, I'm not looking for a confrontation, but it'll be a confrontation for you, because you'll quickly find, if you call in that and I ask you a few questions, you'll quickly find out that you don't know what the hell you're talking about when it comes to vaccines. You know, you've been duped since childhood, duped through grade school, duped through med school, and duped in the business world into buying the propaganda of a vaccine. There is no logic to it. Absolutely not, if you understand the health, what comprises the health of the human body. And while we're talking about the health of the human body, let's talk about what really is healthy, vibrational frequencies. You know, I think 111 frequency is the one that works against cancer. Anyhow, there was a famous doctor, Rafe, and he was kind of stomped into the ground by the fake American Medical Association and the fake medical groups around the world, because he brought out the truth, discovered it, that if you can broadcast a similar frequency to the frequency of the ailment that's making your body suffer, or, you know, causing a cancerous condition in your body, once you determine the frequency of the irritant, you simply broadcast the same frequency back, and like an opera singer breaking the glass by hitting the note with the right frequency of the glass, so will shatter all the harmful things that are infesting your body. It's that simple. And he had worked out many of the ailments, and he he knew what was going on. He wanted to share that with the world. And of course, the for-profit big pharma companies were horrified at this because he was interfering with their global extortion program of conning people to believe in fake concoctions that don't cure anything. They can relieve the symptoms sometimes. And you know what's funny? You got to put on regular TV if you don't want to watch. Forget it. Never mind about, yeah, it's a bad influence. But just to see what, you know, the stuff they're trying to convince people to take. Every one of these new vaccine / injections they're offering to solve minor problems have side effects that can literally kill you, plus dozens of others that they even go through the list. They'll mention 10 to 12 things that can go wrong by taking their injection to get rid of, you know, a few pimples on your face. Yeah, that's how bad it is, you know. And they're trying to con you and like, this is the route to go. Go see your doctor. Go get our injection. Oleaf, Releaf, whatever the hell it's called. But you could have side effects of diarrhea, nausea, spots in your eyes, fatigue, dizziness, headaches, loss of memory, and even death. But it might be right for you. And they're all doing the same song and dance. And obviously, they keep advertising, so they must be making money. People are that stupid. People have been brainwashed that much around the world. If it's on the TV, oh, it's got to be real. It's got to be believable. And that's how we're all still being duped because, I'd say probably over half the, whatever the percentage, it doesn't matter. It's a large percentage of people are being duped. They still haven't learned their lesson. You know, hundreds of thousands of people died from the COVID injections. That's right. Millions of people had adverse side effects and will continually be plagued by their stupid decision to allow strangers to inject an unknowable substance. You know, the whole idea of it, you know, that would be great if everybody could trust everybody and everybody told the truth, but we know that's not how it is in this world at this time. It will be in the future when the Earth moves into the fifth dimensional zone of reality. I mean, the Earth is there already. She's in both dimensions at the same time. How can that be possible? Well, why don't you start communicating with the Earth and ask her, okay? Most of us don't even realize the Earth has a consciousness. And, of course, I mention it all the time because I've done my research and I found out and I got the proof firsthand. It's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's been out there for a number of years. But it's as fresh, it'll always be fresh because it's truth. Never-ending truth is in the book. And it calls attention to some of the conspiracies, and there are many conspiracies. If somebody says this is conspiracy, it probably is, you know? And anybody who uses those terms, conspiracy theorist, you can't trust a word they say after they've said those two words. We all know now, well, not all of us, but most of us who are aware of what's going on, we know the truth that the CIA invented that term to kind of embarrass people who wanted to expose the bad things going on. We'll call them a conspiracy theorist and they'll back down, you know, put their legs between their tail and waddle off. And that's worked for years and years and years, and it still works to some extent. But anybody who ever uses that term, conspiracy theorist, you know, forget about it. You call somebody that, you've lost all credibility right there. There are conspiracy revealers, and in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I reveal 39 ongoing conspiracies against humanity. And I guarantee most of you out there don't know half of them. You know some of them, but there's other ones you don't know any about, and you'll never know unless you get my book, because I'm not allowed to go I'll never be called to be a guest on mainstream media and allowed to tell people, allowed to read the pages out of my book that list the 39 ongoing conspiracies against humanity. And of course, there are many more than 39. Had to draw the line somewhere, because the book, Connect the Dots Theory, my book, is not about conspiracies. That's just a portion of it. It's about a dozen different things. It's about, you know, a basic understanding of the history of the human race, how we've been under the rule of off-world invaders for like 400,000 years. I mean, more exact, it's probably 300,000 years. But there's more new troublemakers in town since that first took place 300,000 years ago. But I talk about basically that. And if you correlate the behavior as depicted in the Sumerian tablets that had the history of the invaders from other worlds coming here, landing here about 445,000 years ago, sometimes referred to as the Anunnaki, the Nephilim in the Bible, and Ajiji, which was kind of an offshoot worker slave group of the Anunnaki. And when you hear, read that information and correlate it with what's happening today, and I do it in my book, you'll see that every bad habit humanity has came from these creeps from another world. Yeah, you know, they lack ethics, they lack compassion, and they lack love. You know, God is love. I mentioned that not only in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, but some of my songs. I've got a song out there called Jerusalem. You know, the famous city over there in the Middle East, Jerusalem. And in that song, not only do I give the plan for peace in the Middle East, but if you don't listen to it, you'll never know about it. Of course, the governments of those two fighting adversaries there, the Israelis and the Palestinians, they don't listen to music. And if they did, they wouldn't pick up the message, because the message is really not for the elite. I mean, it's for them too, but I know they're not going to listen. The message is for the people. Both parties, the people, have to take control of their situation, the Israelis and the Palestinians. They have to leave their hate and anger behind and get out in there in the street and teach each other how to be friends. But they got to have to forget the hate and anger. You know, easier said than done. But if you don't do it, your government sure as hell is going to do it, because all governments are warmongers. They're all controlled by the New World Order, which makes sure that they engage in hatred and war and revenge, because that's what serves their needs. That helps them to keep control. And some of those idiotic governments are going to be the end of time of 3D reality, this third dimensional, slower vibrational zone of reality is coming to an end. And the Galactic Federation is going to land on our world and basically take over and give us the Galactic Codex, which gives us real justice, you know, better than the Declaration of Independence, better than any other system that was ever devised. You know, they're coming in and giving us that, and it's going to be the law of the whole planet. And it's not going to be an oppressive law. It's going to be a law of understanding. Hey, I mentioned in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you want to be a smarter person? Buy this book, Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. I think Google gives you the first 40 pages for free. You know, I didn't even get to approve it. They just decided they were going to do that, or the book publishing company. Hey, the book publishing company, Fulton Books. you can get a copy from them too. But you can also get the e-books, which are cheaper, $5, $7 for a notepad or something like that. It's dirt cheap, you know. You couldn't go to a bar and get a decent alcoholic drink for that price nowadays. But you could buy that book and be a smarter person by the next day. It has more important information with fewer words. You know, people always hold that book, the Bible. Yeah, I've read the Bible, you know. Actually, I'm an ordained minister of grace. You know, I studied that Bible for 9 years before I got my degree. And I had plenty of questions and found out all the discrepancies. And I correlated the information because that's what I'm good at doing. And then I came across other books and that helped me understand what actually is true in the Bible and what is fantasy created by the writers. And there is a way to determine that. My rule of determination is if you can find at least two sources that are saying the same thing, chances are it's true. Jesus himself said, where two or more come together in my name, there I am. But that's not what the Bible is about. You know, it's a collection of books. The writers didn't create the Bible. It was the Roman government. It was a plot to take over both the Christians at the time and the Jewish people at the time. You know, so if you know anything about a Bible, or a Holy Bible, some people refer to it, and most common out there now is called the King James Version. But the Catholics have their versions too. And, of course, Catholics are part of the conspiracy, you know. And along the line, they set up their fake in-betweener, the Pope. Well, let me tell you something. You don't need a Pope or anybody else to connect to God, because the connection to God is inside of you. And if you knew anything about the connection between whom you are as a personality and whom the real God is, the single source of all there is, you'd know that in your mind, going for the ride with your journey here on earth, God is there. He's the silent partner that just sits back and watches. That's how he knows what everything is going on. You know, that's why the dark side is hell-bent on making clones, and they've been doing it for a long time, because if you make a clone and you don't put a living personality that has the spark of life given to them by God into that clone, the clone does not have a conscience. And the clone can be programmed to think and perform to whatever the master controller of that clone wants it to. So you can make soldiers that have no qualms about killing. You can do all kinds of bad things with clones. And that's what the dark side does. And, you know, they make them look like humans, and they're walking around us right now, some of them. That dude named Biden, yeah, he's a friggin' clone. Where's the real one? He might even be dead. Who the hell knows? But that isn't the guy you see in front of the TV cameras. In fact, unfortunately, the guy you see in front of the TV cameras is a defective clone. You know, they weren't able to, maybe they tried to transfer a senile person into a defective clone, and what do you get, a Biden, a loser Biden, a pathetic individual, has no business with that authority. Why is the whole Congress afraid of removing this creature that's not even a full human being anymore? Huh? You got to wonder, why, you know, it's quite obvious. Yeah, he's a pathetic piece of crap. And, of course, he has a history of being a pedophile. His son is a crack whore lover, and they're money launderers, and the list goes on and on. They're election stealers. And how can the U.S. government allow this to happen? How can the U.S. military allow this to happen? You know, that's treason, stealing an election and posing as a president when you're not even qualified to be one. And the clown in the White House now definitely isn't qualified to order breakfast at a diner or breakfast at McDonald's, you know? But that's how unqualified that person is, and the VP is just as unqualified. Backstabber, brainless, and can I say, swept her way to her position of authority. Prove me wrong. But it doesn't matter. We can't waste our time thinking about those losers. But at the same time, you got to wonder, how bribed is the U.S. Congress? Well, I guess if the whole Congress is bribed sufficiently, the leftist moron hold on to the reins until the next election. And if you, the people, don't stand up and do something about this, or start squawking enough where something actually gets done, guess what? He'll be running, the clone will be running in the next election for president of the United States, and he'll get elected too. And you know why he'll get elected? Because the Democrats have proved that they're the better cheaters. The Republicans are cheaters in the election too, but the Democrats prove that they are the better cheaters. So they'll win the next election too. And of course, you don't hear anybody talking about changing the voting machines. Or the ridiculous expansion of the voting privileges that just opened the door for more cheating. Nobody's doing anything about it. You know, people complain about it, but the government is the one supposed to be doing it. They haven't lifted a finger to do anything about that. In fact, the only thing they do is waste your taxpayers' money. They come up and they look for something. You know, they get offers. They get... Every day, if you're a politician, every day you're getting new offers. Do me this favor, and I'll give you money. You know, every day they get numerous offers to do this, and any state legislation that comes through the Congress, because they're all bribe takers, happens because the people that want something done gave bribe money to everybody. Okay, we all agreed that let's take the bribe money and make this a law. And, you know, stupid laws like forced vaccinations and the list goes on and on. And let's vote for some more. And because they all know the tricks of how to appropriate money and make it fall into their pockets, that's the only things they agree on now. Let's create something imaginary like climate change. Well, if you really wanted to address climate change, first thing you would do is stop the chemtrails. Nobody even talks about chemtrail planes. And it's been, we the people had to, you know, hire scientists to do a real investigation and find out all the poisons and toxic materials that are being dumped into the sky, which eventually trickle down and you have to bring them in, which weakens your system. And the sicker they can make you, the more faster you're going to run to your doctor, and the faster he's going to prescribe pharmaceutical products to pretentiously take care of you issue. But all they'll do is create more problems, which makes you go back to the doctor, and I got this problem now. And before they know it, you know it. They know it beforehand. It's part of the sales program. They have you on many, many products, and, you know, you're heading for the Elvis destiny. You know, I think the final analysis of why Elvis died, he was taking something like 40 different medications from 40 different doctors, and it just knocked him out eventually, knocked him dead. And, of course, that's the plan for everybody. They want to do that. You know, they want you to go to work, earn money, and give it back to them under the pretense that they can help you with your health when they're not. You know, and of course, meanwhile, they're all working behind the scenes. People are paid to keep the real cures off the market. And if the doctors have real healing abilities and real techniques, they want to make them available to the public, they have those people killed. Yeah. The list is really big of medical doctors that have been killed in the last decade or two decades. It goes back a long time. They started killing doctors 50 years ago, if not before that. And, of course, they were killing scientists that wanted to do good things 100 years ago. They also wanted to give the world free electricity. And he ended up dying for that. And other people had great ideas. They wanted to give humanity Rife with his microscope and healing with frequencies. Yeah, he got blackballed and run into the ground, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And this is the friggin' world we're living in. And you know what? You, the people, are part of the problem. Look what happened back in the U.S. election just past November. You know? You all went and voted for the criminals, the crooks. And if you, you know, what about all the people that were running to get elected? They all sold you out during the pandemic. They all passed laws that took away your freedoms. They all were on the bandwagon, yes, get the vaccine and protect others when there was no truth in that being a reality at all. And you voted them in again. How friggin' stupid are you? And all the other politicians that weren't on the bandwagon, they're probably just as crooked. And because politicians are crooks, the way the thing is set up, you're wasting your vote. You know, I'm running for president in 2024, and you can should begin considering the vote for a write-in candidate. If everybody in the U.S. voted for a write-in candidate, I could be the president if I got the backup team, because I'd have to have a person monitoring every polling booth, and I would have to get out there and demand that we get rid of all the obvious trickery that's allowed in voting, and get rid of all the electronic voting machines because they can't be trusted. And at the same time, I'd have to have a monitor at every polling booth, because I know the criminals want to win the election by cheating. And that's the reality. So if everybody in America wanted a real president, well, you got to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. These are the people that have destroyed America for the last 100 years, and even before that, they were destroying America. You don't know your real American history, you know? They try to set up the U.S. corporation, you know, which rules the America here. It's not really the United States of America anymore. It's still the corporation. You know, people, I see it on Twitter once in a while. People say, well, Trump dissolved the corporation. I don't know. Did he? Where's the proof of that? It doesn't seem he has, because we still got the Federal Reserve. We still got the IRS arms legal. But, you know, they're part of the criminal structure that rules over your life. And it's still up there, you know? And we still got a crooked president in there, you know, which says that they still control the politicians. I can't wait till the galactic, our brothers and sisters, the good ETs land and remove all the trash that's ruining our world, ruining our lives, taking away our rights, making people suffer, lying to us on the TV, manipulating us in every bad way possible, forcing 5G upon us, forcing chemtrails on us, forcing GMOs on us. Yeah, they're doing that to you. And if you're not willing to stand up with your friends, neighbors on the block or whatever, and really be ready to do the revolution, you know, whatever it takes to break away from this stranglehold, well, you'll have to wait till the extraterrestrials get here, because they don't won't have any qualm dealing with the dark side, and they have the superior weapons, so they can just take care of it, and they know where they're all hiding out already, because they have superior technologies. You can find them underground, find them in a space capsule. They'll find them, and they've got our whole solar system quarantined off now, so there is no escape from Earth for these dark side entities. I don't know if they got a portal to some other world. I hope the our good galactic friends are watching the portals too. I don't know, can they stop them if they sneak out through a portal? Yeah, portals do exist. Time travel does exist. And a few of them might escape, but most of them, you know, the significant amount that are still controlling our world to our detriment will be rounded up and dealt with physically. Too bad we can't do it ourselves, but this world is filled with chickens and gutless people that are not willing to do what needs to be done. It doesn't have to be a violent revolution, but it has to be a revolt against the system. That, why do you want to support a system that persecutes you? You know? Even the police, they've been totally corrupted. They're under the control of the elite. You know, they do what the elite tells them. They don't do what the people in the neighborhood tells them. Well, that's total around backwards, you know? We ought to be telling the local police department of Washington, D.C., go in there and arrest that imposter president, you know? They ought to be able to do that and listen to what the people want, not what the bribe givers say, but, you know, we got a world based on money, so people are susceptible to bribes. And if bribes don't work, they threaten you, they threaten your family, and they might just go and kill you personally. But that's what we're up against. But at the same time, if we unite together, they can't kill us all. They can't put us all in jail. But, you know, people have to understand we need some cooperation among ourselves. Stop talking about the race conversation and the different color of people's skins and how one group did another group wrong. We got to stop these conversations because they just keep us divided. We got to stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. It's a game that played upon you. You know, they do the same game in other countries. They have the two or three big parties, and if you vote for any one of them, they're going to screw you. You know, they're going to do whatever they're told, what money tells them to do, and screw you. You know, that's the problem with republics. Once you elect somebody, they don't have to do anything. They have all the power now that they've been elected, and you have nothing. You know? I mean, that is how it works. Republics do not work in the modern day world, certainly in a globalist world. Republics do not work. Is there a better system? Sure, there's plenty of better systems. You know, everybody's talking about democracy, but no, there isn't one democracy in the world. Probably the best example of a democracy was the Beatles, if you're familiar with them. They were a group of four guys, and they said numerous times in interviews, you know, who's the leader of your group? And they said, nah, we're all kind of the leader, you know? And they say, well, you know, one thing about our band, it's like we don't do anything unless all of us agree on doing it. If three of us agree and one doesn't, we don't do it. And that's what a real democracy is. But we don't have that. Hey, listen, you know, there's only a couple minutes left in the show. Tell your friends to call next week. I've given you a lot of important information, you know. And right now, don't go for a blood transfusion if you need to get one, unless you find out where you're getting the blood, because you can pick up the contaminants that people who've given blood that got the vaccines, their blood is loaded with the contaminants, the nanobots, that can be brought alive by 5G frequencies. That's it. That's some of the sick stuff they put in those vaccines. So you got to be careful if you're getting a blood transfusion. You better have your own blood taken out and have it stored, because somebody else's blood, you don't know whose blood you're getting. And, you know, you don't have to worry about just getting gonorrhea or syphilis from somebody or HIV from somebody. You have to worry about getting more deadly things and a blood transfusion. So these are important things to think about. Hey, this is an educational show. Hey, what can I say? I'm a poor person, but I've got two albums out there on CD Baby, courtesy of CD Baby. They put them out on YouTube. You can listen to the songs for free. I got two albums, American Party Songs. I think the first song on that one is Purple Planet, and the other one, Songs Better Than Dylan, 23 songs on one album, Better Than Dylan. And the first song is there, is I Gotta Be Somebody, which you are going to get to hear as I close the show. But, you know, you can listen to that and all the other songs for free. And, you know, you get to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? And you get to hear the two versions out there on my albums. American Party Songs has the fast version, which the lead guitar solo, you're going to hear it in about a minute. And a little bit of a song, Better Than Dylan, my other album on CD Baby. Hey, and my name is Tom Edison. So if you look up CD Baby, the artist here is Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N. If you want to see what my agenda is for a presidential run, look up my last year's, last election's presidential run, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I didn't have to change anything because, you know, I'm still bringing all the solutions to the table, and what more can I say than that? Okay, Mr. Engineer, it's time to get us out of here now. Let's do the countdown. Everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. Maybe someone with a telephone knows how to use it and call in. I like talking to people, you know. In conversations, things come up that I might never bring up. And it's your opportunity if you have something important. You might have the secret of life and want to talk about it when you can do it on this show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it'll clean.